The message, the solidarity between all people, but respect of human rights, the United Nations. This is the most important message.
And why the Earth? Why these figurines? What exactly do they represent? Why the gaps in the figurines?
The seventh figurines is the 70 years of the commemoration of the United Nations, represent of the different people, all people, younger people, all colors, all the religion, is represent all the humanity, you know.
Mr. Muller, can I turn to you, the Director General of the United Nations here in Geneva. Behind you, a beautiful sculpture, a wonderful shining sphere representing the Earth, but beneath it there's nuts and bolts, and I guess that's your message today. How do we get people to really interact with sustainable development?
Yes, not only that, but how do we get people to come back to international solidarity, without which we're not going to be able to solve the problems that are in front of us, and without which we're not going to be able to implement the 17 goals. It's really important that we all are part of that effort, and Mr. Gaborone's sculpture symbolizes that in the most fantastic way. It's the unity and the togetherness and the, as I said, the solidarity that is needed, and that is at the basis of our survival.
And Mr. Gaborone, if I can just turn to you again, art for you is your way of interacting and promoting the message of the United Nations. How do you hope that people will get involved personally in their own capacity?
Well, it's necessary to put together all the people with the union with the hands, you know. It's necessary because the interaction with the ideas, with the sculpture and the talks of the materials, I pretend of the people think about what is the sensations, the feeling, with the idea. This is the concept of the put together the hands for the solidarity of the human rights is, for me, the most important. And this is, I prefer that the people, when they talk the material, feeling of the idea, you know, it's the concept.
Absolutely. And last question to you, Mr. Muller. We've had 71 years now of the United Nations. The challenges looking ahead?
Yeah, there are quite a lot of them. And again, I come back to what I said before, that the need for us all to work together to face these challenges, not just the UN and its family, but every single person on Earth. We have climate change issues, we have migration issues, we have water issues, we have resource issues, we have demographic issues. We have quite a lot of stuff that has come together to test us. But we have the solutions, we have the expertise, we have the will, we have the resources, we have the human capital. We just need to put it together in the right way to confront these problems and to solve them.